Surat Al-Muntahana, this is the 60th chapter of the glorious Quran. This is the fourth of the 10 Medina surahs, each dealing with a special point in the life of the Ummah. Here the point is, what social relations are possible with the unbelievers? A distinction is made between those who persecute you for your faith and want to destroy you and your faith, and those who have shown no such rancor. The question of women and cross marriages is equitably dealt with. In summary, the enemies of your faith who would exterminate you and your faith are not fit objects of your love. Follow Abraham's example. But with those unbelievers who show no rancor, you should deal with kindness and justice. Marriages between believers and unbelievers.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tattakhidhu aduwi wa aduwakum awliya'a tulquna ilayhim bil mawaddati wa qad kafaru bima ja'akum من الحق يخرجون الرسول وإياكم أن تؤمنوا بالله ربكم إن كنتم خرجتم جهادا في سبيلي وابتغاء مرضاتي تسرون إليهم بالمودة وأنا أعلم بما أخفيتم وما أعلنتم ومن يفعله منكم فقد ضل سواء السبيل.
O ye who believe, take not my enemies and yours as friends or protectors, offering them your love, even though they have rejected the truth that has come to you, and have on the contrary driven out the messenger and yourselves from your homes, simply because they believe in Allah your Lord. If ye have come out to strive in my way, and to seek my good pleasure, showing friendship unto them in secret, for I know full well all that ye conceal, and all that ye reveal, and any of you that does this, astrayed from the straight path.
إِنْ يَثْقَفُوكُمْ يَكُونُوا لَكُمْ أَعْدَاءً وَيَبْسُطُوا إِلَيْكُمْ أَيْدِيَهُمْ وَأَلْسِنَتَهُمْ بِالسُّوءِ وَوَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ.
If they overcome you, they would behave to you as enemies, and stretch forth their hands and their tongues against you for evil, and they desire that you should reject the truth.
لَن تَنْفَعَكُمْ أَرْحَامُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ.
Of no profit to you will be your relatives and your children on the day of judgment. He will judge between you, for Allah sees well all that you do.
قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ وَبَدَا بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ أَبَدًا حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ إِلَّا قَوْلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لِأَبِيهِ لَأَسْتَغْفِرَنَّ لَكَ وَمَا أملك لك من الله من شيء ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير.
There is for you an excellent example to follow in Abraham and those with him, when they said to their people, "We are clear of you and of whatever you worship besides Allah. We have rejected you, and there has arisen between us and you enmity and hatred forever, unless ye believe in Allah and Him alone." But not when Abraham said to his father, "I will pray for forgiveness for thee, though I have no power to get aught on thy behalf from Allah." They prayed, "Our Lord, indeed do we trust, and to thee do we turn in repentance. To thee is our final return."
رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ.
Our Lord, make us not a test and trial for the unbelievers, but forgive us, our Lord, for thou art the exalted in might, the wise.
لقد كان لكم فيهم أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر ومن يتول فإن الله هو الغني الحميد.
There was indeed in them an excellent example for you to follow, for those whose hope is in Allah and in the last day. But if any turn away, truly Allah is free of all ones, worthy of all praise.
عسى الله أن يجعل بينكم وبين الذين عاديتم منهم مودة والله قدير والله غفور رحيم.
It may be that Allah will establish friendship between you and those whom ye now hold as enemies. For Allah has power over all things, and Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful.
لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين.
Allah forbids you not with regard to those who fight you not for your faith, nor drive you out of your homes, from dealing kindly and justly with them. For Allah loveth those who are just.
إنما ينهاكم الله عن الذين قاتلوكم في الدين وأخرجوكم من دياركم وظاهروا على إخراجكم أن تولوهم. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ.
Allah only forbids you with regard to those who fight you for your faith and drive you out of your homes and support others in driving you out, from turning to them for friendship and protection. It is such as turn to them in these circumstances that do wrong.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا جاءكم المؤمنات مهاجرات فامتحنوهن الله أعلم بإيمانهن فإن علمتموهن مؤمنات فلا ترجعوهن إلى الكفار لا هن حل لهم ولا هم يحلون لهن وآتوهم ما أنفقوا ولا جناح عليكم أن تنكحوهن إذا آتيتموهن أجورهن ولا تمسكوا بعصم الكوافر واسألوا ما أنفقتم أَنْفَقْتُمْ وَلْيَسْأَلُوا مَا أَنْفَقُوا ذَلِكُمْ حُكْمُ اللَّهِ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ
O ye who believe, when there come to you believing women refugees,